Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas and Mother Chai Rachel Bas David Tzvi Parshas V'Har B'Chu Kosai. There's one theme that seems to run through a bunch of the Midrashim and one particular mitzvah in specifically in Parshas Bahar, which is the mitzvah of tzedakah and particularly how to treat an ani. So it starts off, this is in Vayikra Rabbah Lamed Dalid, tests, and it continues through Yud and Yud Aleph, so we'll quote a few different pieces. No major chidushim, but important midrashim nonetheless. It says, the Ha'aretz Te'azev, right, so actually it starts off, Amar Rabbi Cohen says, Rabbi Cohen, Yan uvi Yan, it's quoting a pasuk from the sixth parsha, Chaf Gimel, Mem Gimel, that the pasuk says, Ha'aretz Te'azev mehem v'sir t'shap s'seheb v'hashma az mehem v'hem yirtu asavonam, Yan uvi Yan. So, kind of like because and because for right because of the Ubisha time asu eskuzai galad nafsham. Why will all these terrible things happen? Because yan of yan, because of as a direct consequence of not despising my mishpatim and being repulsed by and having their souls being repulsed by my chukim. So quotes yan of yan. So, Rabbi Cohen says, "Who yan who ani?" That yan is ani, seemingly because the letters yan is ani, and then it proceeds to speak about the ani. Amar Rabbi Shila did nahava dehavian ha'an miskena hav honoch minei. So it says, and I'll just quote some of these outside, but it says that when an ani knocks on the door, someone's door, so it says Hashem is there at the right side of the ani. So, you know, often when, you know, the ani comes to the door and you look and you know, you can have a negative feeling. You feel like this guy is like by himself. How should I treat him? And, you know, if there are other people watching, you might treat the ani with a little bit more dignity. But if you realize that the midrash says that Hashem is standing at the right side of the ani, you know, waiting to see how you respond, so it maybe will change your perspective. Midrash continues, it says that the nikmasan shel Yisrael is in the hands of the aniim, that the vengeance of the Jewish people is in the hands of the poor people. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean that they have the ability to cause vengeance to be taken against us? Is it that our ability to avenge ourselves in the name of Hashem, we know, you know, that we want nekama, Hashem yakom namo. We say that all the time, that we want Hashem to provide this ultimate nekama. We see it in the war against Midian, that there's a certain type, a nikmas Hashem, and nikmas Yisrael, that you know, we want evil to be avenged. And it seems that over here, Nikmas Shel Yisrael is in the hands of the Aniyim. That means that you know, only the way we treat Aniyim will we be able to experience this Nekama. The next midrash, this is in Yud, says that this is fascinating, that we need to thank Ramayim, right? The Ramayim are the fakers. Why do we have to fake Ramayim, right? Rabbi Bava says, Hashem Rabbi Yezer, Amar, we have to give a big ashakayach to the Ramayan, to the fakers. Because if it wasn't for all the fakers, if somebody would request from another person, and he would like kind of turn him down, he'd be killed immediately, as the quotes of Pasuk, Pasuk in Devarim, Pasuk in Yechezkel. That speaks to this, and then it quotes a story of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Nachas and the Mischle Bahadin Demos and Tedveria. They encountered a certain person who was an Ani. Turned out he wasn't an Ani, which supports the point that you know, Ramayim exist, fakers exist, and this is saying though that right, that's the story of how fakers exist, but that's the only reason that people are not killed on the spot when they turn an ani away, right? Meaning it seems to be that since there are fakers out there, so our hesitance and even rejection, the hesitance to help the ani and the rejection, if there's a rejection of helping the ani, it isn't viewed as harshly that we be killed by Hashem on the spot. However, If not for the fact that there are deceivers out there, we would be held accountable. So it's not saying just because there are deceivers out there that you shouldn't help the person in front of you. You shouldn't treat them with dignity and love. You definitely should help to the extent that you can and treat a person with dignity and love. But you're just not held incredibly accountable that your life will be taken at that moment, because there is a hesitance naturally that would develop because there are fakers out there. And we're just interested in this next midrash. It says, this is in Yud Aleph. It says that we shouldn't take the mitzvah of the ani. Right, that's the lashon that's used. We shouldn't take it lightly. Shouldn't be light in your eyes. Because right, the loss will be 24 curses. Umatan schara esrim varba brachos. And it bases this off a pasuk in Tehillim. This is in Tehillim Kuftes. Where it seems to be that there are 24 brachos and 24 curses that are related to the ani. So it's important to try to get these 24 brachos, not 24 curses. This connects us to the second parsha of the week, Bichukosai, where obviously one of the main topics is the brachos and the klalos, the blessings for those who follow the Torah, and the curses of the tochecha, of the admonition, of the rebuke, in which they experience horrible curses. And we mentioned there's 24, though there does seem to be more in this parsha. Well, I'll just quote one midrash rabba of Yikra Rabba in Lamed Hey Aleph, which. So it says, this is who? This is Rav Abba Bereda Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan. Amar Chishamti Brachos and Chishamti Klaus. I cheshbond out the Brachos and the Klaus. Brachos me Aleph Yad Tuf. Klaus min Vav Yad Hey. The Klaus are from, the Brachos are from Aleph to Tuf. That is Aleph im B'chukosat Heleichun. Ends Kumim Yus with a Saf. So the Brachos are from Aleph to Tuf. It's this completion. Klaus are min Vav Hey. It starts with a Vav, ends with a Hey. Velo od el shehin hafuchos. So first of all, Vav and Hey are right next to each other. And so it shows that, right, it's not Aleph to Tuf. It's like very limited, Vav and Hey. And in fact, they're hafuchos. They're actually Vav to Hey is almost like negative. Amar Rabbi Avin, im zechisan hareini hofech lechem klalos levrachos. But actually, the flip of Vav being before Hey, Rabbi Avin, it says that if you're Zocha, I can flip it right back to be brachos. Emesai, kishitish meros Torah, see, when you keep the Torah, ahadu dechsivim b'chukosai teilecha, that's what it means, b'chukosai teilecha, if you walk with my statutes. So it's important, obviously, that to walk with the statutes, the way we treat the ani is critical, and that's one of the main messages of so many of these midrashim. There's another one I didn't quote, also from this week's parsha, about based on a beautiful building up to Shavuos, about Rus and Boaz and Nami, and that how much Boaz actually benefited from the chesed and tzedakah he did for Rus and Nami. So there's more to this point about how to treat the ani and get those 24 brachos, not get those 24 klalos. Of course, Bichukosai take it to the next level of getting all the brachos out to Aleph to Tuf. May we be zocha to indeed have all those brachos from Aleph to Tuf.